This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Ron Johnson going on the attack in his primetime speech at the RNC last night.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
After the speech, Johnson claimed in an interview that wasn't the speech he planned to give. His people aren't saying who changed it, how they did it, or why. All the security planning for the RNC has passed its first test. Hundreds of protesters paraded through the streets of downtown Milwaukee yesterday, just a few blocks from Fiserv Forum. At one point, protesters passed a group of Trump supporters. Both sides had words while police watched, but nothing more. Among other things, the GOP platform calls for the biggest deportation effort in U.S. history. Christine Newman Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division. We stand united and firm for justice and human rights.
She spoke to a crowd of hundreds of protesters that marched through downtown near the RNC perimeter. The theme of day two of the convention is immigration and crime. Speakers tonight will talk about law enforcement and the southern border. Civic Media will have coverage all day long and a special report tonight at 7 on most of these stations. A father and daughter from Green Bay are dead, the apparent victims of extreme heat while hiking on rugged terrain in a national park in Utah. Albino Herrera Espinoza was 52. Beatrice Herrera was 23. Authorities say they died in 100-degree heat last week after they ran out of water. Part of a popular Wisconsin tourist attraction is shut down after a fire on Friday. The operators of the House on the Rock in Spring Green say it happened Friday morning in the circus area of the house. Two other sections are still open. There's no word how long the investigation or repairs may take. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The mayor of Antigo resigned, effective last Friday. Terry Brand says that he plans to move out of the city to Summit Lake, making him ineligible to be the mayor. So Antigo's District 4 Alderman, Tom Bocknecht, accepted the position of interim mayor through the 2025 spring election. The Antigo City Council also needs to elect a new District 4 Alderman. Residents interested in applying can submit an application to the council now. And homelessness continues to be a problem in many communities, and Wausau is no exception. The City Council held a meeting last night to discuss how they can move forward with giving people the best resources possible to help them get back on their feet. While there was really no action taken at the meeting last night, one of the biggest topics discussed was affordable housing. As keeping them housed is the hardest part, the city identified that we have 183 unhoused people in Wausau through organizations like Bridge Street Mission and the Women's Community. The Republican Party of Marathon County is calling the attempted assassination on former President Donald Trump, quote, another example of the many failures of the Biden administration, end quote. In a news release, the Republican Party of Marathon County Chairman Kevin Hermaning said, quote, I'm angry and disgusted at how President Biden has allowed our country to be destroyed from within, end quote. And gas prices are always a hot topic, and when political season heats up, they may become a focal point. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, says that the presidential administrations have little short-term impact on gas prices.
Supply and demand are what dictate price, and the balance of that can shift very quickly.
Gas across the state today is averaging at $3.20 a gallon. Here in Wausau, prices range from $3.16 to $3.29. Wausau saw the same amount of rain it usually sees in a two-week span in just 25 minutes on Saturday, causing major flooding and damaged roads in central Wisconsin, with dirt roads being washed out and manhole covers being forced off the ground by surging water. Here's what happened. So as the pipes fill up from the rapid rain in a short amount of time, the pressure from more water headed down from higher elevations causes that manhole cover to blow right off. Now, crews are fixing up some places like Lakeview Drive. You'll see a detour there as they repair it. Meanwhile, last night in southern Wisconsin, a widespread 2 to 4 inches of rain rapidly fell alongside winds that were clocked at 84 miles per hour in Rock County. Ping pong ball sized hail was reported in Greene County and a funnel cloud was spotted in Evansville. Police reported plenty of scattered trees down and a roof was peeled off of a bar in Keeler. Not to mention in Kenosha, water was reported up to the bottom of cars. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging private well owners to consider testing your drinking water after the significant rainfall and flooding. Floodwaters and runoff contain bacteria and other contaminants that can affect your private well supplies and cause the spread of waterborne illness. Wells located in pits, basements, and low-lying areas are especially susceptible to contamination. Even without obvious signs of flooding, a well can become bad. And Ready, Set, Play is taking place tomorrow, bringing sensory activities that you'd normally see inside of the Greater Wausau Children's Museum out to the community park for everyone to enjoy. It's a part of the museum's Summer of Fun events, featuring a sensory water and bead box, a big parachute, and kids can even design their own obstacle course. Best of all, Riverside Fire is bringing their fire trucks to create a splash pad, too. George Street Park, starting at 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The All-Star Game tonight.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 86th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic hosted by the Rangers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Right-hander Corbin Burnes, former Brewer and now with the Orioles, on the mound for the American League against the Pirates rookie Paul Skeens. Brewers catcher William Contreras will be behind the plate for the National League with Christian Yelich in right field for his third career All-Star Game.
Yeah, anytime you get to come here, it's special and, you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star Game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Last night at the Home Run Derby, the Dodgers' Teoscar Hernandez defeated the Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. in the final round. It was Hernandez's first time in the Derby. NBA, the Bucks take on the LA Clippers tonight in Summer League action. At 0-2, the Bucks looking for their first win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office season might have started slow, but did achieve a big milestone this year. The Despicable Me Minions franchise passed $5 billion in global ticket sales, making it the first animated feature franchise to do so. The most recent installment, Despicable Me 4, pulled in another $135 million globally at the box office this past weekend and is still yet to open in several foreign territories. The Minions franchise now ranks as the 10th highest grossing of all time domestically. The Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards took place this past weekend. The Hollywood Reporter says Taylor Swift took home 3 awards: Favorite Female Artist, Favorite Concert for her Eras Tour, and Favorite Global Music Star. Young Sheldon won for Favorite Family TV Show. Barbie took the top prize for Best Movie and got a Best Actress award for Margot Robbie. Tim Chalamet won Best Actor for Wonka. Simone Biles and Travis Kelce won Favorite Sports Stars. Former Beverly Hills 90210 star Shannon Doherty has passed away. The actress's publicist, Leslie Sloan, said that Doherty passed away July 13th, surrounded by her family and her dog. The charmed actress was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, according to Deadline.com. Doherty was 53 years old. James Caan helped Will Ferrell develop some thick skin on his first film after leaving SNL. Ferrell told Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler on the Messy podcast that between takes, Caan would say things like, "You're not funny, I don't get you." Ferrell says it was all an attempt to build up to the boardroom scene where Caan kicks Buddy out of his life, but also admitted to having doubts about the film's comedy when he would look at himself in the elf costume. Ferrell eventually received validation from Caan as they left the premiere when Caan said, "Great job. I thought you were way too over the top, but no, it's brilliant."
Cooler and less humid today. It'll be partly cloudy with just a slight chance of an isolated thundershower early to mid-afternoon. Otherwise, our high today, 79. Tonight, clear 56. Tomorrow, sunny. A lot cooler and a lot less humid tomorrow with a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.